Tiberius Proba Quis Lesser. Yeah, so it's a bunch of French. The public censor was true, else he had not felt it bitter, is the translation. Continue.
And unless you're through with it, you got enough. Don't worry, that's enough. You can quit right there. It's okay with us. Bert's going to tear it to death, but you know that already.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Bert.
I did have a question.
We're not leaving you. We're not leaving you because of the interaction. This is your time. We're just trying to get a little clarity. Bert. It seems odd that we would go on and on and on and on and on about this silly little thing way back then, and it took all that time to get up to right here right now. Pretty amazing,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Why ain't nobody look at this till now? Because it didn't
good
matter.
Question.
It didn't matter till now. That's why.
Mm.
Didn't matter till now. We laid it out then for now. You think?
Did Ben Franklin laid out this letter? I need to get the title of this letter, the name of the letter. But so you're saying Ben Franklin laid this letter out, the number that laid this letter out for what's going on right now in the world?
Yeah, there wasn't that much tyranny back in that. There wasn't enough constitution. There was no constitution when this was written. They were just forming it. It was just coming together. They were pissed off because George was fucking them up. That was all. And they were on their own. They had whooped it. They'd come along and got something going on. Then he was trying to get everybody straightened out on the inside out, not the outside in. Now you fast forward to now, you've created this monstrous government that's now fucking you to death. There's nothing you can do about it. But that letter don't fit the time that it was written.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, somebody give me an exegesis if you have a difference of opinion or you want to opine. We probably don't suggest it. But if you want to opine about it, you certainly are welcome to, but you probably do it by yourself tonight. So you got the crib notes now? Now it goes on, and there's much more into it. There's much more to the detail. It's laid out clear as mud. Not Samuel Mud. His name was Mud. Not him. Not that one. The other one. The good one.
So, and he was laying out the reason to create the Constitution.
Correct.
And to lay out because of the potential of what the things could go the wrong way. And now
it was the forfeiture of it. It was the forfeiting of a constitution that he hadn't even lost yet.
Right.
It was forfeited before it was ever, and that's what the letter lays out in great detail. Of something that hadn't even been created yet. Pretty fucked up.
Yes. Did Ben Franklin have a psychic or something? Did he have a psychic or he could see this?
You gotta ask Bob. He knew.
He had alien contact. That's how he gets the electric key.
He got the details. He got the printing press. He got the invented eyeglasses, for God's sake. I mean, it just goes. Oh, no. Invented damn libraries for fucked up Bob.
Yes, I enjoyed those libraries.
So I saw a statement somewhere that the founding fathers were not of this world. They were from another world or another dimension.
They were deist. They were deist, so we agree.
Okay.
We want you to be a deist, too. By the way.
You Now, also, when they're laying out capital P, as in people, in legal terms, that's not all people, that's landed people, people who own property. Is that correct?
Right.
In this, correct. Context?
Correct, yeah. Homeless people and vagabonds and earthbound spirits and zombies and immortals, they don't count in this conversation. That's what he's talking about. They don't apply. The recently undead need not apply. It don't matter why. Because, see, everybody's crying about, oh, I ain't got this, oh, I ain't got that, oh, they're underprivileged, oh, they got blah, blah, blah. None of that matters. If you ain't God, it don't matter. Fuck it. It don't matter. Unless you come into your place of power, it don't matter how you feel about it. And don't nobody give a damn what you think. You know what you have to say about it. See? So all these things that people are asking, trying to figure out, those things don't make any. Oh, how many vaccines do I have before I'm hurt? It don't matter. You ain't going to be bothered with it. You know what I mean? When you're dead, it don't matter how many bills you got that you did or didn't pay. Or how many worlds you conquered. See the rub?
So back then they used the distinction of owning property, being a landed gentry, as the distinction of people who had power.
Sovereignty.
But
they were sovereign. They were sovereign. They owned, that's feudal. But, that's the feudal condition. That's right.
Right. Because now we don't have a lodial title to any, we don't
own. Yes, you
own
do.
Any.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You most certainly goddamn do.
Well, I thought China had the allodial title to most of the land in the United States.
Oh, well, maybe they do. But you still have allodial title, because how does China have an allodial title if there ain't allodial titles no more?
But the rest of people have warranty deeds.
I understand that, but you said there are no more allodial titles. Yes, there are. There are humans who own allodial titles. They're not part of the United States of America, but they have allodial titles. And they keep them allodial if they're able to defend them. Which means I will shoot you in the face if you come on my property without my permission.
So
I'll whoop the man that says it isn't so. You get that?
So, yes. So when you come into your place of power, it's not about you having a lodial title. It's about you being sovereign as a god.
Yeah, but as a sovereign god, you can have an allodial title. You just file for it. You can go to your local magistrate right now and file for it yourself. They have to take it off the tax deed, the tax roll, because it's not. But every church that's got a 501c3 that files for that status, their property is an allodial title. So you can't sell it or buy it or whatever. If they don't pay tax, church houses don't pay taxes. That's an example of an allodial title. But where they get them is the 501c3, which means that everything they do, every interstate commerce transaction, is judged by their condition. Meaning, if they do one wrong penny and they decide they don't like you no more, then you too. See the rub?
Mm-hmm.
So where they'll honor the allodial title and give you space, when you take the money from your church, like Creflo Dollar, start buying 747 so you can ride around in comfort, they take issue with that. Because you're taking your church house money and living the life of a king, not paying no tax on it. Hard to get an allodial title on a 747. You see?
Well, what I was noticing is that without freedom, it all goes back to freedom of thought. This is pre-word.
Yeah.
So without freedom of thought.
Stop. Okay, you're going to get lost, but say that.
It's not freedom of thought.
It's not the point. No, I know, but that's not the point. But she's right. She's right. Her words are good, but that's not the point of this conversation. So you can argue it, but you won't win. So hold that one for another conversation.
Okay.
Okay, you got it, Bert? Are you through, Linda, with an R? You got one more question. It's your time. Does Bert have it? That's what we want to know. Bertrand, do you have it?
Yes. I'm going to go read it, reread okay. this, and listen. Yes.
Well, don't kill yourself. I mean, you got things to do, but we're not saying that. We're just saying this the point is the point, you see.
Yeah. But you laid out a quasar and a plasma in there also.
Of course, that's very key, because you're going to have every incremental elemental position in your reticule. Otherwise, you're going to end up with not enough nickels in your pocketbook. Who knew? Who had ever thought that wood nickels might be valuable one day?
Okay, so I do have one more question. It has to do with knowing versus knowledge. So I broke down different
knowledge
aspects.
You don't have to do all that. You don't have to do all that. It's silly. Knowledge is the thing that's procreated and accepted across a spectrum of understood commonalities. Understood commonalities. Knowledge would say, we've laid out, here's what a seed, when you plant it in the ground, and this comes up, and this is what you harvest, and this is a pattern, this goes over and over and over. Knowledge is when people agree on a said topical inferred reference. Got that?
Yeah.
Knowing will tell you how to graft something and have a tree that'll grow peaches and pears off the same trunk. It's not necessarily gauged by knowledge. Knowledge is a larger scope. Knowing defies that very sense of knowledge often. Not every time, but often. But you're asking what the difference is. And I saved you 20 minutes, so you didn't have to go through all that bullshit. Isn't that great?
Yes. Okay, and one other thing. You said that you don't recognize baptized babies. Would you explain what you meant by that?
Oh, that is the dogmatic inferred reference from the Catholic Church. That's where they have to sit outside of heaven in purgatory, because you got to be baptized to go to heaven in the Catholic. We say that for Catholic with a Catholic, the Catholic Church. So if you have an unbaptized baby, they can't go to heaven, so they have to sit in purgatory. It's kind of a yokey joke. It's a chokey yoke. Because apparently, until they're baptized in the Catholic Church, they're not recognized as a soul. So they have to go to Sheol and wait until something happens. Okay. We don't know what it is that happens. I think until the Pope has an orgasm or something, probably. We don't know the rules.
I did have one other question. Cliff Pye, on his latest podcast, talked about the fact that Feynman said that there's no nuclear force, that it's electric, and there's only charge and discharge. There's no positive or negative. Would you agree with that?
That's what atomic energy is, for God's sake. Is that shit. He is an idiot. Y'all need to quit listening to that bullshit. That's what atomic energy is. There is no spinning of the atoms, but there are particles that can be divided that discharge an incredible amount of kinetic energy. It's the same goddamn thing. It's just what you're calling it. He's trying to take something clever and make it be a church.
Okay. Oh, and one other thing. You said there are two kinds of blasts in terms of...
You had one thing. This is the ninth thing after more thing. You know, this is one more thing.
I know, I'm just trying to clarify.
One more thing goes.
I'm just trying to clarify.
So you should say I have 16 things, and I'm only going to do nine of them. Right. That would be better. That'd be better. And another thing.
This is finally the last thing. You mentioned in my session that there's two types of blast in reference to aliens blasting humans and giving them superpowers. You said elemental blast, and you said something that began with a K. What was that?
Kinetic blast.
Kinetic, that's what I thought. Okay.
But you can ask Bert. Bert knows more than we know. What was it, Bert? Bert knows.
Kinetic.
It was
kinetic blast.
Okay. We're good. Boy, if Bert agrees with us, you're done. We got you, honey.
Okay.
Yep. That's pretty good. Did you congratulate Bert on his distinction this week? He's doing a good job.
I did.
Yeah.
Amazing.
See, Bert, she may be the only one who don't actually hate you. Isn't that nice?
That's not true. A lot of people love
So you're saying it's not common knowledge that everybody hates Bert. Is that what you're trying to say?
Everybody I've talked to loves Bert. So.
But you don't know that. You know you don't hate Bert. But you're not sure if it's common knowledge that everybody hates Bert, right? See the difference?
Okay. Yes.
Right? No, right? See? Yes. That's the difference between knowing and knowledge.
Gotcha. Very clever. Thank you, Ion.
We had to go around the outhouse once or twice to get there, but we got there. Okay, good. What you gonna do now? Thank you, Bertrand. You're more treasured than they tell you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Bert.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Bert. Okay. Okay, G, you want to talk to Ion?
It embarrassed me like...
Hello?
Yeah, do you want to talk to Ion?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and thank you for the drawing. That was from your friend, right?
Yeah, it was from me, but I had her draw my ideas, yeah.
Yeah, I'll look at it more closely later. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ion, with Ion.
What's going on, Ion?
Maybe Ion took a break. Maybe I'm supposed to play more music.
Okay.
No Ion? Hey, Bert, can you get Ion in? Let's unmute Bert. Where is Bert?
Ion.
Bert. Order him in, Bert.
Ion, can you...
If he's not responding,
come on in.
He may have been wiped out. So I'll play some more music if he doesn't show up in the next 30 seconds. So enjoyed that silence. Do good stuff?
No, yeah, that was my mind is opening.
Yeah.
Wide open.
What do you think of it, Bert?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting that he... I mean, that's something that he wrote that applies to today, and that's something to go back and re-listen to what Ion said and then reread the portions that Linda read, and it was interesting that Linda pulled this out and how it applied. I don't remember Ion giving her a special letter, and maybe I missed that, but that's pretty wild how all this fits together now.
Yeah, Linda, you found the letter?
Yeah, Ion suggested that I look at the Silence Do Good letters, so I went through them all and picked out that one.
How many are there?
14.
Oh, okay.
Bob, can you check your email, see if Ion's sent you a message?
Okay. Yes. It says, out for a little while, not positive how long, so maybe he has to do something with the Queen. What time is it there?
6:24. He's like an hour.
In the morning, so maybe they get up early there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll play some music. Let's see if I can come up with some good stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll get you after if he comes back, G. This may be a short, okay. A short ion night. And then we got a 2.5 hour private session. So, go for
okay.
that if nothing happens. Okay. Thank you, G. Okay. Here we go. Mute. I'll leave ion open.